Once upon a time, Annie was frozen by her anxiety. She could hardly move or see joy anywhere, until one day, she realized her own thoughts could thaw her from the inside. Annie began using her thoughts more and more each day until she warmed up. Then she discovered she was living in a beautiful, enchanted forest, which she can now fully experience. This is Annie's Manifesting Success Story.
Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with Annie. Welcome, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Cassie. Thanks.
Awesome. Tell me what's awesome.
Everything is awesome, really.
Yay. Yeah. Any highlights?
Everything is coming together with my work, and the process that I'm going through with the Enchanted Circle has really deepened my happiness and my kind of how I experience the world.
Yes. I love it. Very cool. Well, I definitely want to celebrate this. I didn't actually have you get a total before we got on, but I happen to know your total is over $60,000 now that you've manifested?
It's about that. Yeah. I haven't totaled it up in the last couple weeks.
Yay. That's awesome. Cool. So what would you say is the biggest difference from after you took Manifest 10K, like what happened? What was the biggest difference taking that?
I would say two things. How comfortable I am learning about money and about money. And then how my brain works, how I process things when problems happen or what might seem like a problem or a setback, and how much easier solutions come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And how does that, like having it be easier, what difference or how does that feel in your life?
Peaceful. Peace and much less fear and trepidation.
I love that. So I want to backtrack for a second because I love this whole story. So when you started Manifest 10K, you were living on a friend's couch, right? Yeah. Tell us about that. Where were you in your life? And I think it's mostly about mental and it was about your money story, right? Yeah.
Yes. And I had been in private practice for a little less than a year. And I had moved in with a friend my son had a room, but I was on the couch. And I was unsure. I was too nervous that I would have more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just really hesitant and nervous about being self-employed, and I'm an only parent, and so I felt, I think I was just really fearful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so, tell us about getting the house and today. Like it was a big deal to invest in the money, right? Like a deposit and rent and be committed to the rent because, like you said, you were self-employed, you're a single parent. Like there was just sort of this fear about, is there going to be enough if I let go of what I have, right? Yeah. Yeah.
It felt really good to have a lot of money in the bank. I like how that feels.
Yes.
Realized that my quality of life was suffering. It was okay, but it just I wasn't comfortable and I wasn't happy. And then with learning about the money stories, like what my money story was, mm-hmm. I could see what I was doing and why it felt safer. And then And because in my mind, I thought I would wait until I could purchase a home, and that would be kind of a smart financial move. And then I realized that renting is an investment in myself because I'm creating the life I want.
Yeah, which is awesome. And so you decided to rent, and you rented this house, and it has been so amazing. Tell us about that.
My landlord is wonderful, and he's really so he just did a little remodel for me, so I would have a creative room to do and he to utilize. And he's just really has been my landlord, we were remodeling something on the house. He came over to do some things that had to happen. And then I mentioned a couple things I wanted but weren't necessary, and he told the contractor to do it. And I said, "Oh no, you don't have to do that. I you know, it's not necessary." And he's like, "Annie, I want you to be happy. Tell him what you want." It was really a great experience because I told them what color I want, what exactly I want, and they came and did it, and now it's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. And so what you're talking about on the call the other day is this has really been such a great place to practice your future self. Like your house, like choosing this house has just been such a great practice, like telling the contractor what to do, getting what you want, you know? Having everything, it's easy. If something breaks, it's easy because you don't have to pay for it. So it's that practice of ease of, it's okay. Like I can handle it. Nothing, you know, it's all awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bonus is it came with an office.
Yes. And my landlord is a realtor and has extra office space. And one day he was over and I was just saying, I was having a hard time getting some stuff done at my house. And he said, "Well, you can use my office anytime. There's an extra office." And so now he gave me a key to the office that I can use. So then I ended up getting a home and an office for the amount that I'm investing in rent. And that's been really helpful.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Very cool. You talked a little bit about this, but I really want to highlight it one more time because I think so many people get hung up on renting, right? Because everybody says, and there's all these other things. And if you've listened to my show for very long, you know that I'm all about investing in yourself and what makes you feel good in that moment and what's right for that moment. And so talk a little bit about how renting has been amazing and a great investment in yourself.
Yes, at this point in my life, I'm not ready to buy. I don't really know. I want to make sure I want to live here. And with the housing market and everything, it just makes sense to rent. And a lot of people, when I talk to them, when they say, "Oh, do you rent or own?" And I'll say, "Rent." And they're like, "Oh, that's too bad." And I feel like I love renting. And I love, we already said this, but is everything that is fabulous. And I feel really comfortable in this home, and it's a perfect space for my son and I, and I really enjoy it.
It's awesome. I love it. Very cool. Let's see. Let's talk about, so this was a while ago, but I think this story is so important. You know, there was a point back a couple months ago where your son had been sick. And so you had been like you had had to cancel some appointments and you were just doing some work. And someone had said, "Oh, you know, you can be charging for XYZ because you didn't know how money was going to show up." Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So my son was really sick in October and November. I worked 6 days in November. He had back surgery. And it was one of those times where in the past I might have been really frozen and fearful. And I was sitting, I added up my, for that funding source, that my tally, and it was way less than it normally is, like way less. And my instinct, what it just naturally, my first thought was, huh, I wonder how this is going to work out. And then in the next breath, my colleague said, did you know you can charge for these meetings? And I did not know that. And so I charged for all the meetings. It added a couple $1,000s. All of a sudden, like, well, that's how it's going to work out. But that that first initial, like, in the past, I would have been like, oh my gosh, how is this going? That tightening would have cut off solution for my solutions. And instead, the expansiveness that I felt like, huh, I wonder how this is going to work out. And that's how everything is lately. Like my, I wonder how this is going to work out. And that feels really calming in my life.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's working out so that you can come. We're having a big Enchanted Circle get together, future self event in Scottsdale next week as we're recording this. And it looked like, oh no, like in the, I'm guessing in the past it would have been an oh no, but for you, it was just like, you're like, well, this happened and I'm excited to see what happens next. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I have a son he's absolutely wonderful. He's 16, and I think, like most kids, need someone with him.
Yes.
So I had arranged a kid sitter to hang out with them, and they encouraged me because I don't do things like this very often. So they were really encouraging. Yeah, do it. So I bought the tickets, and then something came up, and they said, "I don't think I can't do it. I'm sorry." And once again, I was like, huh, this will be fun to see how this works out. I was just going to fly in late. So take care of Leo, leave after bedtime, fly in late, be there for the next day, and then fly out late. And I was going to get back at midnight. So I was going to be gone for 24 hours probably. And that sounded fun to me. I thought, this will be fun. I've never done this before, so this will be exciting. And then when that canceled, but there was a part of me that was like, oh man, it would be nice to stay the whole time, but it's okay. And so then my sitter canceled, and then it's my son's birthday weekend. So my mom, who didn't know I wanted to go do anything, I didn't ask for her to watch him or anything. She said, hey, how about we buy Leo a plane ticket and he come to Missouri for his birthday? And so he's doing that, and I get to go for the whole time.
Yay!
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah. And I had a credit from November because I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving because Leo was sick and we couldn't go. And so then I used that credit for my plane ticket. So no new money was spent. And the purchasing of the ticket was absolutely wonderful. It's funny that, I don't know if you experience this, but the interactions I have with customer service people, it's just everyone's so pleasant.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. And I love you didn't have to do anything. You didn't tell them. It just showed up, which is awesome. Yeah. And it was what's interesting, and we'll talk about this in next interview, the second part, but when you asked me what should I come this day and leave at this time, or should I come this time and leave at this time? And I told you, and there's something that bumped up against when you would need to leave, but I was like, it's gonna work out. Come the first night, that's what's going to end. I love that now, again, it's not an issue. I was like, it'll work out. It'll be perfect. Like, we'll just handle it when it handles. And now you're there the whole night. And so there's nothing. Yeah. Which is super fun.
Yeah. I was thinking about trying to see if there was a way I could, if there's a bike rental place in Scottsdale. Scottsdale, yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's right outside. It's actually Pleasant Valley, but yeah, it's right outside Scottsdale. Yeah.
Now I'm there a little extra. I feel like I'm going to have all this downtime.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yes. I love it. Yeah. So fun. Very cool. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you did your first Future Self event about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and did your photo shoot. Tell us a little bit about that. How did stepping into that experience of your future self, kind of impact did that have?
It had a couple, well, a whole lot, lots of different things popped up. It was really fun, really playful, and it felt good to invest in myself and in time. I'm making choices that I wouldn't have made in the past, like to go have dinner and to just do things for me. And it felt really fun, and it felt fun to be in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go. I wanted you to tell the second part in a second, but talking about investing time, right? You actually had a conversation with yourself, like, should I cancel appointments that day? Should I take the day off? Should I do that? And you did. And what happened?
I'm trying to remember.
I think I got new clients. Yes.
You yeah. Did. I was like, because it feels so weird to cancel a client. You know, I'm wanting to bring money into my life. So it felt really weird to cancel clients. And then, but I did that day, and I got three new clients called that day. So, and they're up and going now. And
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And it wasn't all, you had a little bit of, some people call it vibrational whiplash. I call it just like sort of the re-entry. Like it didn't feel good the entire time afterwards, right?
Right. When I got back, it felt great when I got back. But then the next day I felt a little like, I don't know. I appreciated the experience. And I don't want to say down. It wasn't down, but I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
I vibrational whiplash does like going to a different, I don't know.
And I think one time when you told me, it was like, I missed her, like I miss my future self. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, which is awesome because I think it's an opportunity to just figure out how to bring her more into your life. And it's not uncommon that when you have like a big event and you step into your future self, or you do something that's really future selfish, and then you come back from it, it's a little, I've had that experience multiple times where I'm like, oh, it just doesn't feel good. And I think it's, I like talking about this because I think people don't realize that. And then they think something's wrong, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that or this or whatever. If they're doing it on their own, if they're just listening to the show and they don't have a coach. And yet, I think it's the opportunity to see like, okay, I'm craving more of that, number one. And number two, it's just everything rebalancing out. Right? It's just sort of letting go of old and welcoming in this new that doesn't always feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And working the next day on the call, I was sharing that. And sometimes I feel like, oh, I need to only share positive stuff. But I was, you encouraged me to just share what I needed to share. And so I did. And then you really helped me through that. And I find that the calls are a really helpful space to work through things. Often there's parallel processes happening with other members. Oh, I haven't told you this on that call. Yeah. So I was in this, you know, I was tearful. I was not feeling good. I was, and then, but part of this process of being in the Enchanted Circle and getting to know my future self and my intuition, I feel my intuition really strongly now. Mm-hmm. And so you walked me through that, feeling where I am and not judging it and just feeling it and not needing to be anything but what it was. And then something told me to turn on the radio after our call. And there was this song, "You Have the Power." I had never heard it before. And it was like all about "You Have the Power." It was this really strong song. And I heard this, "Turn on the radio. There's a message for you." Okay, I'll turn on the radio. And so I turned it on, and it was this, I can't remember who sings it now, but it was this really strong female voice singing, "You have the power." Like, "I have the power." And
was, yeah.
Like, I just made a U-turn right there. So
that's awesome.
I can tell you that. Yeah.
That is amazing. I love it. And I also love that you highlighted like your intuition has gotten stronger, like, and you're able to hear it more. Do you think that is, what do you think? I mean, obviously it's the whole process, but is there something specific that you think is responsible or helps with that? Has helped with that?
I think creating space for myself and investing in myself, creating space, kind of decluttering my life as far as the, like what's going on in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my life. But I think that I've been really, I think partly because I'm investing financially in the Enchanted Circle, that it really helps me do what I need to do to be in that space, to hear my intuition. And it feels good.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I like making sure I'm doing, you know, doing the scripting, having my quiet time for alignment and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. What's the biggest difference from who you are today from when you joined the Enchanted Circle?
I was paralyzed when I joined the Enchanted Circle. I was not making any decisions. Before I joined the Enchanted Circle, but I had been listening to your podcast for 3 months solid, but I had been for a couple of years frozen and really needing to make some changes. And I was just kind of encapsulated by fear. And the Enchanted Circle and all of the exercises that you have us do, I'm choosing how I feel now. I was into the law of attraction before, and I've always meditated, did yoga, exercised. But now the list of, sorry, there's a squirrel playing out there. Like, I keep seeing it. Sorry.
Okay.
So in the beginning where you choose the predominant feeling that you want to feel, mine was happiness, and then making the list of activities that bring that feeling. And so every day I do those, and I know it sounds so simple, like, and now I feel happy.
It sounds so simple, but it's complicated, or it gets complicated, or we forget, you know, you're right. Like, it is simple when you do it, but it's not simple. And I'm not even, I've thinking back to your list, I can't remember if it was, because a lot of people even have trouble getting to 10 on the list, right? I'm not sure you were one of those, but I think we went back and forth a couple of times. And it does seem simple, like, oh, I should know what these things are. But sometimes people come in and they're so even disconnected, it takes us like, okay, well, let's get 4 and you'll start doing those, and then you'll see more and you'll see more. Mm-hmm. Because we just forget for some reason, or we get encapsulated by fear or other emotions that have started to take over and just start to play over and over in our brain and create those pathways that we have to shift and change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've taught mindfulness to my clients for years, and the scripting is the best technique for helping to be mindful in the now and in the moment.
that I've ever, it's so effective.
That's amazing. Say, yeah. Because I find that a lot, it makes you more present and in the moment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you see it working that way in your life as well.
Yeah, it gives, because I've meditated and did deep breathing for years, but adding the steps that, like, I'm washing my hands, I feel happy. Like, it's retraining my brain to stop worrying about a gazillion different other things, be in this moment, wash your hands, and be happy.
Yes.
It's like I've created all this space in my head, and I've been getting all these ideas, and I'm really enjoying this process that's happening.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. What are you most excited about in the next, like, 30 to 90 days?
In going to Phoenix, I'm excited about that. My son and I are going to the airport at the same time. I'm putting him on one flight and me on another flight.
Look at that ease. Amazing.
And there's quite a few, there's a bit of space between his flight and mine. So I'm just going to hang out at the airport and, like, imagine going all these different places.
I love it.
So I'm really excited about that process and about meeting in person the people that are going to be there. And I'm really excited about springtime. And I am exercising a lot, so I'm excited at springtime.
I love it. That's awesome. Any advice for somebody who's listening and who might feel like they're paralyzed by fear?
I think if what you have been doing hasn't been working, and do something else. Help her.
That is good advice.
Because I was doing a lot of wonderful things for years. But for some reason, I needed a coach. I needed a coach.
Oh, I love that. And I'm so glad you chose me and you're here. It's so fun to be a part of your journey and get to watch you just, like, blossom and light and all of that. Like, for you, you see it differently in everybody. For you, it's like this light just, like, beams out of you more and more. Every time I see you on a call or in person, it's awesome.
I feel that. I feel it. I feel like I'm waking up and that, and I'm just like, in all of my interactions, there's this, like, I'm so here, I'm so present, and my work has improved, all my interactions, my relationships, and just who I am in each moment is just clearer, and it feels wonderful.
I love it. And you actually reminded me of another, just a quick question. I remember you saying, you know, when you show up to your work as your future self, she is more confident and more clear. Say a little bit about that, or how she shows up. I might not have the words exactly right.
In the past, I always tap down myself. Like, I have a lot of knowledge. And I would say, like, someone would ask for my opinion and I would give it. And then I'd be like, oh, you know, then I would tap it down. Like, you don't have to listen. You know, like, I would take away my own power.
Yes.
So now I don't do that anymore. I share the knowledge I have. If it works for them, great. If not, great. And, like, I don't feel like I have to give it and an explanation. And that's my future self. So just way more confident, and which is, it feels more powerful, but it also is, I'm not wasting all this energy worrying about how people are going to receive it, or if I'm going to step on toes, or I trust my delivery I know that I'm delivering it in a way that you can understand it. And I don't have to, you know, apologize for it or apologize for myself.
Oh, that's so huge. I love it. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing this part of your journey. I'm excited to check back after next week's event in continued interviews. Just thank you so much for sharing, because I know this is going to help some listeners.
Thank you, Cassie. Thanks for it's a great opportunity to look back. You kind of lose sight of just what's happened in the last few weeks, even. And so it's nice to look back and see where I've come from and where I am now.
I love it. You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you all for listening. Make sure to check out Annie's next interview, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us today. If you are inspired and you're ready to start writing a new money story, a new life story, to really pick the pin up and design your happy ever after, go to enchantedlifeyou.com. That's enchantedlifeyou.com to get started. For any links that we talked about in the show, you can find the show notes at manifestingsuccessstories.com.